Welcome to section number 4 of the Freedom Through Mindfulness mini self-empowerment program. And if you want your life to change, you have to be willing to change. Okay, here you are. Something's going on in your life. You don't like it. You want that to change. So if you want that to change, you have to change your life substantially enough to allow that to change. Change requires change. A lot of people, it's amazing how many people come to see me. I've had people come to see me, essentially they want me to give them a magic pill. Can you just put me in hypnosis and tell me not to do that? In some circumstances that can work, but it's not always that simple. You can't just generally take a pill with no side effects there. It's kind of like, well, I don't want to feel that. I'll just shove it down. Sure, it works for a while, but eventually something's going to bubble up and come out as a byproduct, or it's going to come up all at once and start really affecting you. Okay, so making change is really, really simple. Okay, that's what this section's about, self-discipline. Okay, creating the discipline to be able to healthfully move through making change, to be able to take that time and that effort to continually grow and learn, to become that new person, to change into the person that will allow the change we want to happen. So as I said, it's simple. We just simply have to discontinue the unhealthy behaviors and practice healthy behaviors. Really simple sounding, but it is really not that easy. Okay, when we discontinue, you know, the difficult behaviors, what happens is, well, it's going to bring up all of our stuff. Okay, it takes a lot of discipline, healthy discipline, not beating ourselves up kind of discipline. That's kind of the opposite of healthy. But a healthy discipline where we keep motivating ourselves to take small steps to keep moving forward, setting our goals and our sights to feeling better, but creating a clear path on how to do that. So that's what this whole program's about, and this section really focuses on that, making changes in our brains and in our habits to help to make this easier, to do this work a lot easier, to build self-confidence, self-esteem, and emotional resilience, to be able to healthfully express our emotions and to not react anymore, to actually have choice and to respond instead. Okay, I'm just going to take a moment and get back to the program in a little bit, but I want to focus for a bit to help the people on YouTube that might have just found this video and it's partway along, not at the beginning. And so if you found this on YouTube or wherever else, well, watch the video now, and then when you're done, click the like button. And then there's a link down below to go to my website where it's really, really easy in the download button there. But this program, it's about using mindfulness to help overcome a lot of challenges such as stressed, feeling anxious, tense, or feeling angry all of the time, or lost, or always feeling distracted, or feeling afraid to be yourself, feeling you have to wear a mask, or maybe you hide your own true feelings, or maybe you feel really self-critical and judgmental or overwhelmed or stuck in negative thoughts or unhappy and maybe feeling really unfulfilled, or maybe you feel unworthy, that you're a bad person, or that you're not good enough, or something like that. Or maybe you're afraid to follow through on achieving your dreams. It's just too much to put yourself out there. Or maybe you're just always unsuccessful in achieving your goals that you set for yourself. Something's just always sabotaging you, maybe. Or maybe it's OCD or PTSD or ADHD, something like that. Now, my name is Arnie Peterson, and I'm a therapist in Victoria, BC, in beautiful Vancouver Island. And I work online and in person with private therapy sessions to help people heal these things and build self-confidence and self-esteem, and really to achieve their goals through modalities such as mindfulness-based counseling, hypnotherapy, and a larger version of this program that people work on through at home that really works together as a very good team with our therapy sessions and that. But that's not what this video is about. Okay, this video is about free self-help where you're able to learn and understand about yourself, how your subconscious mind is blocking you, how unconscious or habitual habits and behaviors, ones that aren't supportive, how they happen and how to change them, and the healthy ones, how to be with what you feel and process through your emotions and build self-confidence and self-esteem. And so If you like this idea, okay, if you just found this video, you like the idea of working through this program, you know, click the like button here on YouTube, and then down below in the description, click that, go to my website. Everything's really easy laid out, and it's easy to follow, and there's a download button right at the bottom of every video where you can download the audio. Put it on your phone, and it's easy. You can be driving somewhere, or out. You can be out walking, or just doing anything, and you can listen to bits and pieces or the whole thing, and it's just so convenient to do that. And so I want you to do that, and I want you to enjoy this program, get a lot. And the people that are patiently waiting, that have been watching this program, working through, you know, section to section on my website, remember, please do your awareness practice. Keep doing that every day, a minute or two here and there, but give a week in between each section to let it integrate, to really contemplate things and to implement that into everyday life and start changing the way you do things with new ways. Because if you want your life to change, you have to be willing to change. So back on to the section here. Creating healthy changes, creating healthy self-discipline. Well, new habits are challenging to change. We've got these neural pathways in our brain that are like super highways of habitual ways of doing things. And it's really hard. You know, like kids, they can learn a new language pretty quickly, but their conscious mind hasn't developed like ours. And when you're really young, just by being around things, we just download stuff. You know, it's like a sponge that we just absorb information. But when our conscious mind begins to develop, we have to start repeating things over and over and over to download information in. And so it takes a little bit of discipline to create habits, healthy habits. And so it's kind of like pathways in a field. When I was a kid, there was this place that I used to really like near where I lived, and there was all this grass and broom bushes and trees and everything. I liked to play there, and I liked to go to different places, and there was a path, the main path that went through, you know, from one side to the other, that I could get out at the other end. That path was like a super highway. I remember one night walking that path in the dark, in the winter when it got dark early, thinking, oh wow, I was really amazed with myself. I can walk in the dark. I can see in the dark. But really, my subconscious mind had been on that path so many times, it was easy. There's probably just a little bit of light. I didn't really notice it. And I just thought it was really, really great because I could walk in the dark and see in the dark. But my subconscious was walking on this well-beaten habit that I'd beaten down for years. Now, say I want to, instead of going this way, I want to go over there. That's where I want to go. There's no path. Well, interestingly, if you do this for real, if you start walking on that path, it'll be hard to get over there. If there's lots of bushes and things, you got to kind of find a route and get over there if it's really thick and takes a bit of time to find, you know, and then we get over there. Oh, it's over here a little bit. And okay, here I am. Well, the next day you go to do it, it's a bit easier. And like, okay, there's that spot. You remember the odd thing. And you get over there. Maybe you're over, you know, a little bit over the other side this time instead of, you know, yesterday. Then the third day, it gets a little easier. And the fourth day, wow, it's sort of, I can see a little bit of a trail. And you start to refine it. And pretty soon you're walking on the same footsteps pretty much every day. And a week goes by, and then 2 weeks go by, and you're walking on the same path. And it gets really easy because you can see where the grass and everything is pushed down. You know where to walk this way and around that obstacle. You figured it out. And by 3 weeks, you have got an incredibly clear path that you can walk without having to consciously just focus all your attention on the path. Now you can literally walk it and enjoy the surroundings as you walk and not pay so much attention consciously on the walk because you've created a new pathway. Okay. Now, interestingly, that old path, if you just walk the new one and stop walking on the old one, it'll grow back over. It'll grow back in with weeds and stuff. Our brain does that, the neural pathways in our brain. You've heard of neuroplasticity. When we make changes, we change the way the neurons fire in our brain, habitual thinking. And so it takes a little while because there's not a pathway and the electricity or the signals don't get through so well. It takes a lot of discipline to discipline ourselves through. But in time, we create a really good path, 3-4 weeks. Keep doing your awareness practice. You'll be building a really solid pathway across the field to where you want to go. it starts working. It takes a little bit of time and effort and follow through. You have to make the commitment. So practice stepping out of your comfort zone with little things, and practice experiencing the feelings that arise through that in a safe environment. Okay, now your awareness practice will help you through that. The more you do that, the more you'll be able to meet feelings. If you sit and practice at 7 a.m. every day, are you going to feel exactly the same at 7 a.m. every day, every day for a month? No, you're going to feel totally different. Some days it'll be easy. Other days your head will be on fire with all kinds of thoughts. You'll hate it other days. Other days you'll be falling asleep. But in that whole month, you'll experience quite a wide variety of different emotions. As you do the awareness practice, you start to build sort of comfort, or you get used to just acknowledging and being around other emotions. And it's sort of like with chickens or something, and they're trying to socialize the younger chickens to put in the coop. If they just put them in right away, there'll be a lot of conflict and they'll get hurt. But if they start moving them closer in another cage, closer, pretty soon they start getting socialized and the other chickens get used to them until they can actually go all together. As we start being with these feelings and emotions, we start getting more used to them, more comfortable with them, and pretty soon they're not scary anymore. So that when we're out and about, we can now be with them. We can be friends with them. We can be okay with them. We can process through them. So this is important, the awareness practice. So how much do you arrange your life around your fears and uncomfortable feelings? Really, when you go, I don't want to do that. Is it because of a feeling? Chances are it's because of a feeling. I don't like that feeling when I go do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in public or around that. Or I don't like that thing because it makes me feel, I don't want to eat that food because it makes me feel something I don't want to feel. And so how much do you arrange your life around fears and uncomfortable feelings? Really, this is really important. If we want our life to change, we have to be willing to change and start stepping out of our comfort zone a little bit and expanding our ability to feel a little more. Because if this is our comfort zone, but this is where we want to go, but we're not willing to leave this fence, we can't get here ever. We're just going to see here and wish we were there and always have the experience of wanting to be there, but always being unsuccessful and feeling sad and that we have something missing. But if we can't bring that here, we can expand our comfort zone, and pretty soon we've expanded our comfort zone big enough to encompass what we want, because we can be with more. You see what I mean? This is what's going to happen. So what are your dreams and desires? Really think about that. Really contemplate what they are, your big goals and dreams and desires. Put them aside for now. They might be too big to start with. We got to start small, easily achievable steps. We're making success steps, baby steps. If you practice doing something and it's too much, you stretch yourself too far, like doing the awareness, I'm going to sit for an hour for the awareness practice. It's too much. And that's why I start with a few minutes a day or every few days, because we could set a timer and we could do that. But if we do it too much, set our goal too high, what's happening is we're practicing discontinuing a new behavior. Okay. And we don't want to do that. What we want to do is practice the success of a new behavior, so we do it small, baby, little steps at a time. 1,000 little successful steps is much better than a few big ones and then we end up quitting. That's only a couple times of success, even if we're successful, a couple big steps, but 1,000 times, and we acknowledge success after each step and acknowledge and appreciate and focus on, wow, that was good, I followed through. Pretty soon, we start building self-esteem way quicker with smaller, easily achievable steps. So breathe into the uncomfortable feelings. Do your awareness practice. Practice being with what you feel. The awareness practice allows you, when you practice in a safe place, keep coming back to your breath. You get pulled away into thoughts, come back 1,000 times. But now you've got the practice after 3 weeks. That path in the field is strong, really beaten in. After 3-4 weeks, something happens, you get triggered, you automatically come back to your breath. And because you did it in a safe, comfortable place and you felt that feeling of ease in your body that kept making your body resume homeostasis and let go and turn off fight or flight, that's what starts to happen when, after 3-4 weeks of doing this regularly, you're out and about, something that normally would trigger you into a challenging state. Well, what happens is you come back to your breath and you come back to the association of that safe place, of that state of just ease. Your breathing slows down and it turns off fight or flight enough that you're able to contemplate truth. Okay, everything's okay, everything's safe, talk your way through it. You start to ground and center yourself into your breathing. Pretty soon you can make a mindful choice of what to do next, and then you go, oh, I've never done that before. This is incredible. You just feel amazing. Okay, so do that. Your awareness practice is really important. Get to know your uncomfortable feelings. Make friends with them. They are where your freedom are, because the things you want most in life, they are, you know, on the other side of your fears and uncomfortable feelings, outside your comfort zone. So we have to expand our comfort zone, and then we start creating emotional, you know, confidence that we can move through what we feel and move through whatever steps it takes to get to our goals. One step, one little success, one little goal at a time, and we get to the bigger goal. Not one step at a time, but a little bit at a time, and bite-sized baby steps, okay? So do this practice, building the self-discipline. Find little things. Even I'm going to brush my teeth in 10 minutes just to do it and to do something different to make a change. And I'm going to time, okay, the timer when I'm going to go brush my teeth. And then when I finish, I did it. No big deal. But then you see some clothes in the corner. I'm going to go pick that up. It only takes 10 seconds. You pick it up, put it away. But how long was that there, you know, being in the way? And every time you walk by, subconsciously, oh I should pick that up, a million times of that, that's a lot more energy than what it took to just pick it up. And so you do these little things, and then you start getting better and better, and pretty soon you start building healthier boundaries within yourself. You start trusting yourself, building confidence you can be with what you feel, building confidence that life is safe, it is safe for me to be me. Pretty soon you can go out and do things you couldn't do before because you could be with what you feel. Pretty soon, you know, you're able to speak your truth. You're able to speak and say things you couldn't say before, and to say them very clearly, because you're not all filled with fear and anxiety and tongue-tied. And you're able to express what you feel because you're getting clear on what you feel because of the awareness practice, being with what you feel and getting clear on your inner feeling sensations. So you see, the foundation is important, building that foundation. If you haven't built it enough by now, it's okay. Go back to the beginning and start with section one and build that foundation, so then you can put the structures on top of that stability and then work through section number two, truth and feeling, and then come back to here. Okay, so if you like this video, okay, and you're watching it on YouTube, click the like button, share it, and even subscribe if you like. And then in the description below, click the link, go to my website, and watch the beginning intro video. And if you're already there and already doing that, and you've watched the videos up to this point, give it a week in between. As I always say, practice your awareness practice. And write down little notes in between of the main points of each section and follow them. You know, the first section of mindfulness, and then truth, and then feeling, all those sort of intentions with those, because they all add up. But keep doing your awareness practice in a safe place, and do it every day if you can for a few minutes, and keep coming back to your feeling sensations. So I hope you've really enjoyed this video, and I'm excited to see you in section number 5. And I wish you an absolutely wonderful rest of your day.